You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Most of you know that my husband died in June of 2017 as a result of a distracted driving accident. Since that time, I've been very involved in trying to ensure that distracted driving legislation is passed in the state of South Carolina. We have a minor texting law that really has no meat, no teeth, nothing that makes people realize how serious it is. Now, why should you care about hands-free? Why does it matter? Distracted driving claims 9 lives per day, which translates into about 3,500 per year. There are 3 types of distracted driving, which include manual, visual, and cognitive. Drivers who text while operating a vehicle are 23 times more likely to become involved in a car accident. And the NHTSA data states that more than 1,000 people are injured daily in accidents in which at least one driver was distracted. Why do people drive with a cell phone in their hand? It's a reality, people. How many of you do it every day? In 2019, almost 3,000 smartphones were sold, and there were 2,600 plus drivers in the U.S. who are on their phone while driving. So it almost computes into as many phones that are sold means that's how many people might be on their phone while driving. Besides the fact that distracted driving is underreported, and there are accidents that happen all the time that no one knows if distracted driving had anything to do with it. Our society has been slow to want to do anything because no U.S. state has a full ban on cell phone use while driving. All the laws are fairly new and they differ from state to state. Tickets are rare, only about 700 fines per year per 100,000 licensed drivers in 2018. It's hard to observe the offense of distracted driving. When it becomes an issue is when someone is hit and either severely injured or killed. Even after there's an impact, the distraction continues. It's called the distraction hangover. In some cases, it can be more dangerous than the distraction period itself. Drivers are 70% more at risk 10 seconds after a phone distraction has ended than during normal distraction-free driving. But smartphone ownership in this country is at a record high. And over the past 9 months, I would venture to say that it was probably at a phenomenal high, even when people were driving. We were living through text, email, and virtually. But as a result of the smartphone ownership now, by 2025, 4,000 people a year will lose their life to distracted driving. So my husband was an avid cyclist. He had 3 bicycles in the garage, and the road bike he was killed on had over 10,000 miles on it. He knew that he could die on a bike because we had talked about the fact that, you know, cyclists were being hit more often and dying more often than they had in the years previously. From 2017, the year he died, to 2018, deaths by cyclists involved went up 6.3%. There were almost 900 cyclists killed in 2018. Many times, it was a hit and run. So what is distraction and what does that mean? It can be talking on the phone, using the phone, using something else in the car, such as a computer or an iPad. It can be inattentiveness, you know, just being careless. It can be using an in-car system, such as an entertainment system, a radio, a window. It can also be other occupants in the car, such as passengers, children in the back seat. It can be an outside person, an object, or an event, such as a traffic light or an accident, which everyone slows down to look at an accident. But 68% of what distracts us comes from that smartphone. And it could be a combination, such as texting or looking at your screen, so to speak, or reading what's on the phone or making a call with a phone in your hand. Now, my husband knew riding a bike was risky. But the day he was hit, it was a beautiful sunny day. He was in a bike lane on a four-lane road with a lane in the center for turning and a person who looked down at their cell phone to observe what was in a text hit him. He never woke up from the accident. Less than 24 hours after he was hit, he was pronounced dead, and my family and I made the decision to donate organs. I don't want anyone else to go through what we went through. It is horrific to lose someone that way. So when you feel the pressure to respond to work or kids while in the car, or you don't have things for your kids in the back seat to stay busy, think about the fact that you could hit a cyclist or a pedestrian or someone riding a moped without even seeing them, and what that would do to you if you were that distracted driver. How would you feel? The person who hit my husband was sentenced to 25 years in prison because he left the scene of the accident, turned himself in later, but left a dying man on the side of the road after he stopped to talk to people who was trying to help my husband. Now, although he will likely serve around 12 years of that sentence, not only did it wreck my entire family's life and change the path of where we were headed forever, it also impacted his family's life. So teach your kids now by not using your phone in the car. Unless you have a hands-free device, refrain from being on the phone. We have to teach our teenagers that there is an impact by violating that distracted driving law that might be in effect in your state. 16 states have specific laws against texting and driving. 47 states have laws against distracted driving, but many of those are minimal in a fine. Think about it, talk to your family, and think about all the things that could classify as you being not aware of what's going on while you're driving, because it might save a life by you giving your full attention to the road while you're driving. And you won't have to go through what my family went through in 2017, because I can tell you, it changed our lives, and it made me view a mission to make roads across this country and drivers like you safer and knowledgeable about how quickly something can happen that you would have never thought would happen. It's a serious threat to you and your family. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on Kelly to the Core.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.